So that brings us to agenda item four, which is discussion, why we're here for, discussion on the report from the technical consultant for a major amendment of the 2021 Brazos G Regional Water Plan. Tony.
We're holding the public hearing for the major amendment for the 21 plan. So if you recall from our previous meeting where we were looking backwards, we're looking at the last plan and looking at a major amendment. The intent of this agenda item is just to summarize the proposed amendment for the public, and then the hearing is to hear the public comments. So this information is not going to be new to you. This is information that we've gone over before. It's just being shared on the record for as part of the hearing process. As far as our looking backwards, we're looking at infeasible water management strategies and making an amendment based on infeasible water management strategies identified from the 21 plan. Infeasible is defined by statute in the Texas Water Code 16.053H10. As a water management strategy or project is considered infeasible if the proposed sponsor of the water management strategy or project has not taken an affirmative vote or other action to make expenditures necessary to construct or file applications for permits required in connection with the implementation of the water management strategy or project under federal or state law on a schedule that is consistent with the completion of the implementation of the strategy or project by the time the water management strategy or project is projected by the regional water plan to be needed. In other words, the regional plan has an online decade of 2030. And during this process, we have been engaging with the sponsors to look and see if the strategies that they're implementing or what steps they have taken to implement a project, are they indeed feasible on being developed on such a schedule that's what identified in the 21 plan. And so this evaluation is spelled out in the administrative code in 357.12B. The planning group is responsible for performing this analysis of these 21 regional planning strategies. To do this, the scope of work committee of the planning group met on three different occasions and developed a list of potentially feasible, infeasible water management strategies or projects that were in the 21 plan. Those were based on information from the project sponsors. As the technical consultant, we reached out to them both via email and phone multiple times. Local information acquired through plan development activities, surveys, and phone calls, and then determined based on the implementation schedules in a manner consistent with the implementation information provided by those sponsors. Based on the recommendations of the scope of work committee, the Brazos G Planning Group at our last meeting on February 13th, the planning group adopted that list and included that list within the technical memorandum that was submitted to the Water Development Board. Several of the strategies identified in that list relate to major reservoirs, and because they relate to major reservoirs, that immediately qualifies the amendment as being a major amendment. Basically, if you mess around with a major reservoir strategy in a plan, that immediately makes it a major amendment and can't be a minor amendment. And therefore, at the last meeting, the planning group formally initiated the major amendment process, which is why we're here today holding this public hearing. As far as the amendment, the planning group's looking at amending the previous water plan to modify or remove any infeasible strategies or projects comprising those strategies in accordance with the Water Development Board's existing amendment procedures. If it's applicable or required, the planning group should identify and evaluate new strategies or projects that would be needed to meet the need that would have been met by the now infeasible strategy. The plan can be amended to remove the infeasible strategy or project. It can revise the infeasible strategy or project, or it can incorporate a new strategy or project to address the identified need. But the planning group must submit the adopted amendments associated with this to the Water Development Board no later than 3 months following March 4th, 2024, which means that the deadline for this amendment is June 4th, 2024. As part of that compilation of information, there are certain requirements of the information that has to be provided. As a technical consultant, we've pulled together this information, and one of the requirements is to submit a draft packet of the information to the Water Development Board 7 days or more prior to this public hearing, which we did. We've submitted that draft packet to the Water Development Board. They're reviewing it now. And as part of the amendment process, there is a comment period in which we are in, and there's 30 days after today's date that is still open for public comment. As far as what information's required to be submitted, it includes a cover letter, basically, you know, doing what I'm doing with you today, describing what the amendment is and summarizing the actions that the planning group has taken, documenting which plan sections of the amendment that the amendment applies to and where the changes would occur. Demonstrating a full evaluation of the strategies and projects, summarizing the components of the projects that are infeasible and why they were determined to be infeasible. You'll recall that we had gone through the scope of work committee and the planning group had gone through identifying the process that I'll touch upon here briefly. Summarize the changes to unmet needs. And justifying increases if there are increases to unmet needs from like delaying a strategy by a decade or more. Relevant water availability modeling files, there were none. For this part of the process, we didn't identify new source availability, so there are no WAM files associated with this. And then relevant data revisions for the Regional Water Planning Database, which are part of a digital deliverable that we've shared a draft with the Water Development Board staff that they're reviewing. And that's where that information will go into the modifications, the technical modifications of the previous state water plans database. So we submitted that draft packet for review. The planning group is required to consider public comments, including those that might be offered today, as well as written and submitted ones after this meeting. And then to the planning group is required to develop, adopt, and submit a final amendment packet to the Water Development Board after the comment period. And that'll be handled in our next meeting. This it should be familiar to the planning group members and the scope of work committee members. This is the process, step one of the process that was developed for evaluating and vetting the strategies to determine if they were infeasible. That included asking various questions of the strategies and projects, whether it requires a permit or construction. And if we identified them as potentially infeasible with a yes to any one of these questions, then we looked at what affirmative steps may have been taken, and affirmative steps being defined as either spending money on the strategy or project, voting to spend money on the strategy or project, or applying for a federal or state permit related to the strategy or project. And we went through each potentially infeasible water management strategy and asked these questions if the sponsors have taken affirmative steps. We reached out to the sponsors both by email, spoke with them on the phone, and sent letters out to engage them and get information from them on what the status was of each of the projects that were identified as being potentially infeasible, collected that information, and then went to the portion of, okay, we need to either amend the plan to adjust the online decade, remove the strategy, or replace the strategy. With that, we developed a preliminary list of potentially infeasible strategies from the 21 plan that was provided to the board. Boy, was there a lot of engagement involved, if you haven't gotten a sense of that yet. Through surveys, phone calls, multiple phone calls, letters, and invitations to attend the scope of work committee meeting to solicit input, not just on the strategies, but if we're looking at alternatives, what would the alternatives be? If you're not building the reservoir in that decade, would you develop a groundwater supply or contract with somebody else? We collected that information. And then also we identified where there's unmet needs. And with the note that we always wave about unmet needs is that these are needs that would typically only be unmet if a new or a drought of severity worse than the drought of record were to occur prior to the strategies being in place. So it wouldn't mean necessarily that they'd have unmet needs today. It would be unmet needs under drought of record type conditions. And so with that, this is a very brief summary. I'm not going to go through all of them in detail because we've already done that with the planning group before, but we identified both strategies and projects, groundwater and surface water, for these sponsors here: City of Godley, Johnson County Special Utility District, Highland Park Water Supply Corporation, the City of Jayton. We identified with each of them, each of those sponsors, an infeasible strategy, and then developed recommendations for what to do with those infeasible strategies, whether it's deferring it to 2030 and leaving 2020 unmet, because reasonably they wouldn't be able to develop the project by 2020, it's already passed, versus revising a strategy to increase purchase from an existing supply that they already have, an existing supply source. We went through each one of these projects, identifying what the alternative strategy is and having that as a recommendation that was incorporated at the last planning group meeting and is documented within the packet and in the draft information that's been submitted to the Water Development Board. As far as major reservoirs, strategies that were identified as infeasible, the Cedar Ridge Reservoir had an online decade of 2030. And in speaking with City of Abilene, we discussed deferring the onset of that strategy to 2040 as being more realistic, which then affects several other strategies that were relying upon that that original strategy. So we have to look at evaluating City of Sweetwater's water management strategy project for connecting with Abilene, look at the City of Roscoe, Nolan County Mining. Each one of them we've identified where there would be shortages by delaying this project by a decade. Also, Lake Creek Reservoir with North Central Texas Municipal Water Authority. Sorry, my lips are dry. Lake Creek Reservoir, we identified delaying that. It would affect city, it would extend unmet needs that were already in the plan, but it would extend them to 2030 for the City of Haskell, Knox City, and Monday. And then last one, New Throckmorton Reservoir, the City of Graham and Throckmorton, it would delaying the onset of that decade, I'm sorry, delaying the onset of the project until 2050 would result in having unmet needs for Throckmorton in 2030 and 2040 and for City of Graham in 2030 and 2040. Then a minor reservoir that we identified as infeasible is Coryell County Off-Channel Reservoir for Multi-County Water Supply Corporation. Its online decade in the 21 plan was 2030. And the recommendation here is to identify the strategies infeasible, move the online decade to 2050, which affects Flat Water Supply Corporation. That'll have a 1 acre foot shortage in 2030 and a 3 acre foot per year shortage in 2040, and also affect the City of Gatesville, both in 2030 with 280 acre foot per year and 2040 of 543 acre feet per year. And there was already unmet municipal needs identified in 2040 for the City of Gatesville of 1,000 acre feet per year. Again, this is all just informational. We've been through this in the previous planning meeting. These are the recommendations from the last meeting and what the planning group decided to go forth with. We also identified that while we're making this major amendment, there were two what I'll call blunders in the previous plan that were effectively typos. One was a capital cost reported for a groundwater strategy in Williamson County. It essentially had an extra zero in it, made it look like it was $1 billion. That was in the text, not in the actual plan numbers. It was just a typo in the text. And so we're fixing that typo. There was another typo for the strategy for Trinity Aquifer Development for Palo County Irrigation that they brought up. They caught it and said, wait, it says that it's to be delivered to the City of Strawn. And that was a typo. It's really for Palo County Irrigation. And it just had erroneously had City of Strawn identified in there. And so we're making these corrections that have been identified that we've kind of collected over time over the last couple of years and said, if and when we do an amendment, we'll fix these typos. That's what these are. It's just kind of rounding and tidying things up. As far as the schedule goes, after that initiation of the major amendment on March 27th, today we're having the public hearing. April 26th is the last day for written comments to be received. Then in mid-May, we'll have our next meeting where we'll adopt the final, the regional planning group will present it to you. The regional planning group will adopt the final amendment packet, incorporating any comments that we receive, both written or oral today, and then submit before that June 4th deadline this amendment packet. And with that, that's the summary of what this amendment that's on the table and being considered, or was considered at the last meeting, and is now we're holding that hearing.
Okay,
Thank you very much.
Before I go to public comment, does anybody, any member have a question for Tony on anything he went through? Thanks, Tony.